A building monitoring dashboard flags a 3% drop in the first natural frequency the morning after an earthquake. The first question is not, what ordinary thing could explain this away? The right question is, how fast can I confirm whether the structure has lost stiffness? That is because natural frequency is, at its core, a stiffness gauge. For a vibrating structure, frequency rises when stiffness rises and falls when stiffness falls. So if the frequency drops unexpectedly, the most direct mechanical explanation is that the structure has become softer. In practice, that softness can come from cracking, yielding, loosening connections, or changes in supports and foundations. You can think of it like a guitar string or a bell. Tighten the string, and the pitch goes up. Let it loosen, and the pitch drops. Tap a healthy bell or wheel, and it rings bright. Crack it, and the tone becomes dull and lower. A monitored building is doing a similar self-test all the time. When the note falls, the structure is telling you something about its stiffness. The field evidence backs that up. After damaging earthquakes, real reinforced concrete buildings have been observed to show longer fundamental periods, which means lower natural frequencies. And the worse the damage, the larger the shift. So a downward move in frequency is not just a theoretical signal. It is a measured damage signature. Now, that does not mean every frequency drop is damage. Temperature can shift material stiffness and restraints at joints and bearings. Humidity and moisture can matter too. Wind, occupancy, and operating conditions can change what the monitoring system sees. Sensors and processing choices can also move an identified peak. So the job is not to panic at every change. The job is to separate ordinary variability from a shift that persists and still needs explanation. That is why a single threshold is too blunt. If you set the bar too low, normal environmental changes will trigger it. If you set it too high, you can miss a real but modest loss of stiffness. Early damage may only nudge a global frequency a little, especially when weather and operating conditions are moving at the same time. So, the practical lesson is not that frequency is unreliable. It is that a small, unexplained shift can be the earliest useful warning. The better approach is to make normal well-known. Build a baseline across seasons and operating states, then compare the observed frequency against temperature and other conditions, and watch the remaining shift after those effects are accounted for. Fuse more than one feature if you can. Multiple modes, damping, mode shapes, wave velocity, sensor health. When independent measurements point the same way, the damage explanation gets much stronger. Modern studies show exactly that kind of corroboration. In one earthquake case, damaged reinforced concrete buildings had longer fitted periods than undamaged ones, and the shift grew with damage grade. In another recent study, changes in resonant frequency lined up with changes in wave velocity and attenuation, with the largest shifts appearing in the most severely damaged buildings. That is the kind of convergence that turns a suspicious number into a defensible case. So the decision process is simple, even if the implementation is not. First, check that the measurement is trustworthy. Second, check the environmental and operational context. Third, ask whether the shift persists after the event rather than recovering with the weather or usage pattern. Fourth, look for agreement in other structural features and, when needed, inspection. The more independent the evidence, the harder it becomes to dismiss the drop as noise. The concise takeaway is this. After shaking, a drop in natural frequency is one of the earliest and most direct signs that a structure may have lost stiffness. Do not explain it away first. Flag it, rule out the ordinary causes, and use corroborating evidence to decide how urgently the building needs attention.